This is Puget Sound Now, a look inside the issues happening in our communities around the Sound.
Good morning, friends. Bill Swartz with a special Christmas Eve edition of Puget Sound Now. Most of us equate Christmas week and New Year's as joyous times to celebrate, but there's a sobering fact we need to talk about this weekend. The studies show us more people die from heart attacks on Christmas Day than most any time in the year. And why is that? What can we do to prevent fatal heart attacks? Well, on our Christmas Eve edition of Puget Sound Now, it's our pleasure to speak with Dr. Imelda DeConis, Market President for Optum Pacific Northwest in Seattle, also the chair of the American Heart Association's Go Red Initiative, raising awareness of heart disease for women. A happy holidays, and thank you so much, Doctor, for this important conversation.
Thank you, Bill, and happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Tell us more. We'll get into this right away about the studies which indicate fatal heart attacks occur more prevalently on Christmas, December 26th, and January 1st. How come?
Yeah, it's really a combination and culmination of a bunch of things, right? So there are many people out there who may be walking around with undiagnosed high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, all these risk factors. And then if you've been smoking, alcohol use, all of those are contributing factors. And then when you think about the holidays, the stress, you know, the events, arrangements and all that go into holiday planning, and we're not sleeping maybe as much because we're so busy. So it's really a combination of those factors that lead to that unfortunate statistic.
Stress. I've got to get that package. Oh, I forgot somebody. We have three parties to go to. I mean, you're right. It all piles up on people.
Yeah.
So many folks indulge in more alcoholic beverages, too, rich foods. Are those contributing factors, that combination?
Absolutely. And, you know, the lifestyle. So as I mentioned, there are knowable things like your cholesterol, blood pressure, you know, your weight. Those are knowable things. The stuff that we control and can control are exactly, you know, how much alcohol, the smoking, how much or how little activity we're doing because we're so busy in and around the time of holidays. And again, our diet changes, right? There's more chocolate around. There's more candy around. There's more everything around. And at work, at home, wherever you go. So all of those things contribute.
You talked about the exercise routine, and my wife and I make it a point, rain or shine, every day we're out there and getting some of that great vitamin D and fresh air. How important is it to exercise during the holidays? Keep that routine so that you can kind of negate all of the extra foods and alcohol.
You're pretty much saying all the advice right there, Bill, because, you know, staying with routine, that is less burdensome when you think about, do I have scheduled this or not? Sticking to your routine of activities, whether that's walking, running, whatever it is, you know, do it for 20, 30 minutes. And honestly, for stress management too, you know, there'll always be stress, but how do we manage stress? How do we respond to that? Taking a walk outside and, you know, being in the Pacific Northwest, it's really about equipment, right? Not so much the weather. So it could be pouring rain or what have you, but if you've got the shoes, the rain jacket, all of that thing, you can still enjoy outdoor activities if that's your habit. So yeah, sticking with your schedule and routines is so, so important. And really, prioritizing yourself too. I mean, you know, the holidays is really about everyone else and taking care of everyone else and caring and gifting and all of that. But at the end of the day, you'd be hard pressed to do all of that if you're not well yourself, right?
It's supposed to be a pretty soggy Christmas. So if you can't get outside, how about just taking a deep breath, a little meditation, get away from the big party if you have to. I mean, just sequester yourself. As you said, give yourself some me time.
Exactly. And, you know, there are a lot of things on YouTube in terms of meditation, guided meditation, stretching, everything that you can do indoors. You can choose from a variety of meditation or exercises or strengthening. All of those things are available indoors as well, for sure.
Our guest is Dr. Imelda DeConis, the market president for Optum Pacific Northwest in Seattle. Symptoms for men versus women, are they different in heart attacks?
They can be. So, you know, the classic elephant sitting on my chest, pressure. Those are pretty characteristic, typical for men. In women, you can have more atypical symptoms like jaw discomfort, neck tightness, back discomfort. Maybe you're more short of breath with activity, lightheadedness. So paying attention to these things. But, you know, of course, chest discomfort of any kind, including heartburn, indigestion, things of that nature can also be indicative of something more serious than what you would think would be heartburn.
Because of family gatherings, holiday celebrations, doctor, is it common for people experiencing mild cardiac symptoms to say, I don't want to be a nuisance, a bother, you know, don't call anybody?
Always. In my time training as a doctor, I've been on call many holidays or the day after, and the stories are consistent. It's, I don't want to bother anyone. Everyone's having a party, so why should I tell them about my chest discomfort or I'm not feeling well, or just even the reluctance to leave the festivities, right? Who wants to leave a gathering where you're seeing family you haven't seen for a long time, especially after a global pandemic that, you know, this season could be the reunion for many after 2-3 years or longer. So there's always that reluctance. And when there is that reluctance, we tolerate more, we put up with more. And so a lot of the people I've seen in the ER in many years have been that they've sat on these symptoms for a day or even longer. And then the blood tests and the EKG and such tell us that that's the case.
So if somebody's listening right now and they experience these symptoms or they see somebody in their party or their family going through this, I mean, we are so blessed to have Medic One and CPR trained mm-hmm. people out here. But you have to take that first step, that action, don't you, to get help?
Say something.
Yeah.
And if you're seeing, you know, a friend or a loved one as somebody at a party or an event and they're not looking so good, or, you know, be the first one to respond to them and reach out.
You've been a physician for a long time. What got you into this profession to help people?
I grew up watching my dad helping people all hours of the day. He was a politician and activist in the Philippines. And so 24/7 people would come to our home seeking his counsel and help. And as growing up, and I really liked science, I declared when I was 6 years old that I wanted to be a doctor. And I pretty much focused on that growing up.
Well, we all appreciate the work that you're doing, and especially our conversation today to help people safe through the holidays. I actually had a concerning episode in the past year and made a visit to the urgent care. I decided to get checked out, but, you know, it turned out to be more of an indigestion, a GERD issue.
Sure.
Are those often confused with heart attack symptoms?
So that's the hard part, right? It's easy to dismiss as, you know, I've had heartburn before and I take my Tums and it goes away. But again, do your usual, but it persists and it doesn't go away. And if you have other symptoms with it, like dizziness, lightheadedness, shortness of breath that you normally don't have with indigestion or heartburn, that's different. Thinking about your symptoms, but please don't wait.
So for folks putting together New Year's resolutions in the week ahead, it's eat healthy. If you smoke, quit. Exercise more. Work to reduce that stress and anxiety. What else can we add?
Know your numbers. You should know your blood pressure. What's your blood pressure at baseline? What's your cholesterol? Your triglycerides? Have you had a fasting sugar or a random sugar test? You know, knowing your numbers in addition to those lifestyle things that you yourself can control. And then seeking information and help with your clinician, your primary care clinician, or somebody that, you know, can have a shared decision making with you, putting the numbers together and putting what you're willing to do in the new year and help you, you know, work through those steps. Yeah, please know your numbers.
It's great to have a baseline, right, is what the physicians
That's
call
right.
it. Dr. DeConis, you work closely with the American Heart Association. Is that a good resource on their website?
People are curious to know more about heart disease, heart attacks, things you can do to prevent. There's the AHA website, which is in pretty good lay-term language, very understandable. So AHA.org, CDC also has a good website in terms of people who are wanting to learn more about their risk factors and what to do to get tested. And then lastly, we do have for any Washingtonian anywhere can always go to optumwa.com and they can get a visit or information, telehealth visit, e-visit, all of those things I think are resources for everybody.
Dr. Imelda DeConis, the market president for Optum Pacific Northwest, the chair of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women's Initiative. This is a terrific campaign that you have every year. And again, thank you for this great conversation about keeping everybody safe through the holidays. And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Appreciate this. And happy holidays, everybody.